Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm your guide, Scormus. And today, we're being joined by Ten.
Hi. I'm playing Sasha Borzoi today. She's a hunter-runner and a friend of everybody.
Cool. And joining us again, we have Scarlet Rose.
Hi. Today I'm going to be playing Potato, who is a herder corgi. He's basically taking over Friar Fluff's position in the party.
Now you're a shepherd, right?
Yes.
That's your class.
Yeah, sorry.
And of course we have Beolus.
Hello. I'll be playing Topper again. He is a guardian fettle, and he's been playing a little too much punch face.
Punch face?
Yes, where you punch each other in the face until someone falls down.
Ah, okay.
I won.
Are you sure you won?
Is the falling down part the winning part?
No.
Okay.
And joining us again, we have Bjorn.
Hello, I'm playing Fallen and Artisan Mutt, and I'm here for the snacks.
You cannot have mine.
You don't want it.
And finally, we have Domina.
Hello, I will be playing Mags Gronendale. She is a herder, a stray, and a free dog. And she is all about wandering around in the woods and keeping people safe so that they can leave the cushy life of the city.
And she got a little bit more free when we updated your character. That is a right. Really, really good trick. Indomitable will.
That's right.
Plus six to fuck off.
Yes, exactly.
And you see here in my flip chart of fuck you on this. You see, subject A, fuck you, leading directly to subject B, fuck you.
And D, skipping over C, the horse you rode in on.
So, we were again playing Pugmire this month, but much like October, you know, where we like to do horror-themed, it's something a little different. Well, doing something a little different, just kind of a theme game. You know, it's coming into the holidays. It's winter starting up soon. So I thought, why not a Yule-themed game? Right?
Sure.
Yeah. So
and there was much rejoicing.
Yay. Ten sits stone-faced. Okay, so basically, most of the group already knows each other, has adventured together, and you're all members of the
Pioneers.
The Royal Society of Pioneers, the Adventuring Guild, or whatever. And you are now based out of Chutoy, which is that upstart mining town in the shadow of Mount Landfill. So that's cool. But now we have Potato joining the group.
That's me.
And so, Potato, when you came to town, you're a member of the Church of Man, obviously.
Uh-huh.
So, well, not obviously, you don't have to be, but anyway. So you came there, and old Fluff suggested, hey, yeah, why don't you go help out the Pioneers?
Yeah.
They always need people to patch them up.
And being young and stupid, I said, sure.
And so, knock, knock, knock on the door comes Tato.
Hi.
Who'd like to answer that door?
Oh. Hello. Hi. I'm Potato.
Hi, Potato. I'm Sasha.
Cool. Fluff sent me to replace him in your adventures.
Oh. Okay. Well,
Come on in.
Okay.
So, Percival wanders by and goes, oh, look, fresh meat!
What?
Awesome! Make sure they sign their, sign away all the, you know, little paperwork and whatnot so that, you know, we're not responsible for their death. And he wanders off to go do something else.
What?
I don't know what he's talking about, but follow me.
Okay.
And you can get outfitted. Is there any gear you would like to have? And in fact, this applies to everybody. It's getting on into mid-late fall for us. So it'd be, you know, getting on towards the third week of December.
Like the trees, cloak.
Yeah, the trees have all lost their leaves. It's rainy, it's windy, it's cold, gray. Kind of formidable, and because it's the weather's turning, a lot of the people that lived that were working up on the mountain have basically gone fuck this shit and headed back to the capital or wherever they came from, because weather can get pretty bad around here and they don't want to be on the mountain prospecting or searching for artifacts in multiple feet of snow, which is threatening to come.
That puts up.
So a good portion of the town, a lot of the town has left. It's rather quiet and deserted now. I should explain, Chutoy, for those who haven't been there, is imagine Old West mining towns, silver towns. Mm-hmm. It's mostly built out of wood, a lot of wood plank sidewalks and whatnot. A lot of wood structures. The only really well-built structures are out building up towards the outskirts of town. They keep building out from the mountain. The worst neighborhoods, the former cat neighborhood being where the first encampments were. Yes, almost all the cats have gone. And that's quickly being torn down and replaced with new structures. But the nicer structures are built out of brick, stone. Like the jail is completely built out of brick. But that's a guardhouse. And there's a heavy guard presence in town. Sergeant Rommel makes sure things are very... Did I almost make you spew?
No.
Rommel Doberman.
This game is adorable.
Yes. I call him Rommel McDonald.
Anyway, so yeah, that's basically what's going on in town.
How are our relations with Mr. Doberman lately?
I don't know. I don't talk to him.
It's been quiet.
Asshole.
It's he's been off doing other things. You have basically not crossed paths of late.
That's good.
He's tired of me looking in the window going, sticking my finger up at him.
You've you've stayed in your own areas, basically. He does his thing. His people, even those the ones that don't like you, they just don't have interaction with you. They have the least amount of interaction with the pioneers as possible. The pioneers does their thing, the church does their thing, and the guard does their thing. And as far as you can tell, things have been just quiet. There hasn't been any... I mean, there was no burning of the cat quarter or anything like that, so they just left. They got out, headed back to the fearsome forest over to where they come from. Or elsewhere. Maybe they went to the capital. Who knows? Anyway, so let me get to my notes really quick. If you've wanted any equipment or anything like that that you don't have currently... Let me know.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up a fur cloak and a shield.
Okay.
The shield will change my defense.
Yes, you go to 14, 16, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, let me adjust that on my notes.
You just can't use a shield when you're using your bow.
Correct. That's why I'm 14 when I'm using my bow.
Right.
Yep. I want some heavy boots and warm.
Basically, warm weather gear all around.
Yes, yes, please, sir. Yes, please.
Okay, so thou art outfitted.
Poof!
Woo-hoo! Since there's actually kind of a low amount of pioneers in town as well, because there's not a whole lot of need, there's plenty of winter gear to go around. Anyway, towards evening, Percival meets you in the chow hall and just kind of bumps Topper and says, "When you're done eating, meet me in my office, all your whole crew." And he continues on his way.
I don't have a crew.
The ones you're sitting at the table with.
They're my friends.
It's going to be that sort of game again.
Always that sort of game.
You're right.
You're such an optimist. It never fails to amaze me.
So, okay. Y'all can just, you know, interact, get to know each other.
Yeah.
You're new here.
Yeah.
What's your story? Who are you?
I'm Potato.
Okay.
Hello, Potato.
Okay, we have briefly broke Nick. I'm sorry, Scarlet.
No, Potato. Let's call the whole thing off. Off.
You'll like him.
Okay. Well, I was abandoned at a church of man as a pup, so I've just been there my whole life. And I decided I wanted to see the world.
And they sent you here.
Yep.
Fascinating. So you've led a sheltered, soft existence.
Yep.
Respect for Potato. Drop it!
Oh. That's okay. You'll be shown the ropes shortly, I'm sure, since...
Oh, I'm going to call you my adorable little sheep.
Okay.
Your little quirky butt stops wiggling. Just the ears go back. But I gave you a cute nickname. Sheep.
No, Shep.
Potato.
Potato.
Potato is a good nickname. Mm-hmm. Good job, Topper.
I think there was a difference.
You win the noob naming contest today.
Okay, so when you're comfortable and done, would you like to head over to Percival's office and,
Yes, we shall go see Percival.
Percival? Was he the one talking about death earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
Making sure you signed all your paperwork.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Wants her to sign paperwork.
Well, we all had to sign paperwork.
Yes. Don't remember it.
You were drunk.
I'm sure I was.
It indemnifies the pioneers from any financial costs related to your untimely demises. In other words, it's your own damn fault.
It usually is.
But they can't be held liable.
Who would hold them liable?
Any family you might leave behind?
I have none.
Technically, well, it's usually my fault.
That's true. But your family wouldn't sue.
Probably not.
Mine are dead, so.
Alright, so.
You're so quiet.
He's mysterious.
He is not. Just waiting for him to start going out in sign language. He's so even laughing without sound.
So
it's a podcast. Make sounds.
Yes.
For God's sake.
Yeah.
What'd you want us for?
Have a seat.
Okay.
Got something I need to talk to you about in private. It's a little sensitive. So shut the door.
Shut the door.
Smack.
All right.
I'm interested.
So, you know, you're not the only team of pioneers we have out and about doing stuff for us.
Yeah.
Yes. Well.
Nope.
We sent out another team of explorers a while ago.
Oh.
And recently, They returned.
Oh.
And by they, I mean one.
Oh.
And he was badly mauled, half mad, and raving.
Was he that way before he left?
No.
He sounds fun.
No, and he kept raving about things in the dark. He's currently with Fluff's guys. They're trying to tend to him, but it doesn't look like he's ever going to fully recover. His nerves are gone.
He had nerves to begin with.
But he's not lashing out trying to kill people anymore.
That's good.
So, or, you know, hallucinating, he's just kind of curled up in a ball. And they have to feed him. So, that's another team down.
How many were, besides him, were on the team?
Five.
How many?
Besides him?
Besides him.
How many other teams are down?
Wait, what are you talking about?
You said there's another team down.
No, that is yet another team lost. Oh, no.
Okay,
no, but not to the same thing. No. We're the pioneers. We lose people all the time.
We're just fodder. Making sure it wasn't this the B team that you sent in. And now you're coming to option C.
Mags, you are the A team.
Aww.
You've survived almost a year. That's impressive.
Oh, that's true. He did.
Anyway, so, what's most important about this, though? I mean, yeah, it's important that he came back, and yeah, we're all great. Hey, you know, it's wonderful, but at the same time, what's more important is what we found in his belongings. See, he liked to sketch. And so he sketched a lot of stuff along the way through the wilds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, various landscapes and things they saw. And that was all really helpful because he also made a map
that
followed their path, which is really helpful because the last sketch is of the rest of his team standing on a hill overlooking ruins of an ancient man city.
Wow.
We're assuming they're in there.
Probably.
So, based on what we can tell, they're there. And because they took a very winding route the way they went and whatnot. So we've been able to, with our cartographers, adjust this map. If you want that, the most direct route, it's not that far to these ruins out in the fearsome forest. So we would really like someone to go find out what happened and recover anybody you can. Are you up for it?
Sure.
Okay.
I know the weather's bad, but got your own healer now, so be a little easier than last time.
Looks like we'll have to go and keep him alive. Babe in the woods. Nasty killing creatures.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. You'll have fun.
Yeah. Badgers are definitely a thing. We have had sightings near town of badgers, just so you know.
Badgers need to die.
Now remember, they're also an uplifted species. You know, they're like cats. They have to be tolerant.
Except when they stab you.
Well, if anybody stabs you, you could stab them right back, in my opinion.
I'd rather stab them first.
Badgers need to die. That's all I have to say about it. He killed my family.
And I totally understand where you're coming from there. That's a very reasonable thought to have. Of course, pioneers weren't there to help protect your family, and I'm sorry about that. Hopefully, you guys can help prevent that from happening to other people in the future.
That's what we're working on.
That's my goal.
More importantly, everyone. That's a ruin. You know what's in ruins?
Artifacts.
Artifacts!
Chinese.
Find them! Bring them back! Explorers, too, if you can find them.
More important than the people, the stuff.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. Of course, bringing back survivors is your number one, goal on this mission.
We get you loud and clear, sir.
So how far is it to there, to the ruins?
Several days march.
Okay.
So, yes, it's going up into the hills. There's, you know, into the fearsome forest, and there's some hills and whatnot, and it's beyond those hills. So it won't be the easiest travel, and a cart is pretty much out of the question. It's the ground's gonna be too muddy, and
I wasn't gonna get stuck. Say, I was gonna ask, how are we gonna bring back whoever we find?
Ingenuity.
We heal them, and they walk.
And it, no, the stuff. They're talking about the stuff.
Oh,
artifacts often are small.
No. Bodies. If there are bodies, do we just bury them? We don't have to bring them back?
Yes, that's perfectly acceptable.
Good. All right. We only bring them back if they're still breathing.
Bring them back alive.
I'm not that talented.
That reminds me. He opens up a drawer and pulls out what appear to be necklaces, and he starts handing them out.
Ooh, shiny.
Necklace. Thank you.
For our teams that go on these long excursions, we tend to send these out so that you can just kind of pop off the pendant as an identifier for anyone you find.
Sweet.
Cool.
That way we know. This is so they know who our bodies are when we're dead and disfigured.
Cool.
I like to call them dog tags.
You thought really hard on that one, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
I just had to stop and take a moment to acknowledge that.
So this is in lieu of bringing back a body.
Bring back a dog tag.
You bring back their tags.
Cool.
Scarlet is getting broken. It's going to happen a lot.
And that's okay. So you already got outfitted.
So we'll need food and provisions.
Oh, obviously that they'll be ready by morning. I'm assuming you're gonna leave in the morning, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Get good night's sleep because we're gonna need it.
Yes. And
well, wasn't it morning already?
No, it was evening. You just had your evening meal.
Sorry, misunderstood.
And so you can go get some rest, and in the morning your stuff is all ready, your packs have been prepared, and all the little squires, effectively, the staff, have gotten your stuff all together. And they've gotten really good at packing the stuff the way, your stuff in your bags, the way you like them, that sort of thing. So they've got warm clothes packed for you and stuff like that. So
extra.
A little bit of rain, stuff to keep the rain off your head.
I feel cold.
That's true. You need extra warm wraps because you feel the cold more. Even not, with a little extra hair
not,
on you.
Not as bad as a greyhound.
That's true. You're a Borzoi.
I'm a Borzoi. Not as bad as a greyhound, but still.
So,
snow is fine.
Head off into...
Zoom! Yeah.
Head off and make your way into the forest.
Yep. Yes.
It's about a half day travel just to get to the forest. Then you head off into the forest today?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Potato.
Yeah?
What did you do at the monastery?
Stuff.
Raid.
Yeah. Work in the gardens a bit.
Oh, so a little outdoor work. A
little bit. I focused a lot on healing.
Respect. Risen a little bit.
So you learned a useful task.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can bring people back from the dead.
That's a mighty useful task.
That's talent. That is serious talent.
Just the very dead.
Just the mostly dead?
Shh. It sounds cooler if I just say I can bring people back from the dead.
That's true. That is a excellent. So, you're going along. And let me jump over here towards the end of the book. I have to, it's a little too far in. I need to go farther out.
Bounding through the snow that comes up to my chest.
I am walking along and making no sound.
That's true. You are
I'm
ridiculously
you're
quiet.
Falling behind somebody very big.
You are. It's awesome.
Probably. Are you? It's so quiet.
Yep.
Now, what was it you got to make it so quiet?
New boots.
Oh, those are very fine boots.
Yes, they are.
Those are cool boots.
It is very dark in the forest.
Although an ice cream truck just passed by the forest.
Yes. That's true. You do. Sasha has new goggles she's brought down. And Sasha can see really well.
So she's up front.
Give Sasha dark vision.
I ain't breaking trail. That's what the tank's for.
Well, so you can see where we're going.
Well, you can see. It's just really dark. It's very dusky. You know, you've been in a really heavily canopied forest in the winter, it can be very dark.
She's leading from behind.
It's still daytime.
That's right.
And, I'm gonna need notice.
Yes.
Checks.
Which one I roll for that?
Yes. Notice is a wisdom, so you'd roll your. If you have notice as a skill, checking your skills.
I do.
16. If you do, you'd roll d20. You would roll that plus add your wisdom bonus and your proficiency bonus to the roll.
Which one is proficiency?
That's
it's plus three.
That's plus three.
Get five.
21.
How do you?
It's our roll to two. And then.
Your wisdom bonus is.
Three.
That's five. Yeah. Plus another three.
Okay. So.
Two.
Eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, 10. You, Sasha, you got.
23.
23? Yeah. That's a save, not your skill. Yeah,
it's just, it's the same amount. 23.
Okay.
21.
Zero.
Nice.
What?
I rolled a one. I have a minus one wisdom, and I don't have notice as a skill.
So you got a zero.
Zero.
That is a first.
Zero.
That is a first.
There is now he's a just, level
he's,
zero.
You just fall on your face.
On the ground.
16.
And a 16. Okay.
I walk into the back of whoever's in front of me.
Everybody who got a 15 or higher can hear the growl.
Oh, not good.
Before it charges. And out from some briars comes a very large bear.
Oh.
It seems very, very angry.
Hello.
It's also, you notice, kind of looks a little scrawny. I don't know,
hungry
like
bear.
It's hungry.
You're hungry, I have food. I have handle animal.
That's not animal friendship, though. Animal handling's more for dealing with horses and such.
It's more chained animals.
It's not going to help you with an angry bear. Unfortunate. That would have been funny as heck.
You could have let me try.
Oh, the jingle bells have jingled.
Cliffhanger!
So dun, we'll dun, cliffhanger dun. It right there. We didn't even get to the initiative part. We'll get to that right at the start of the next adventure. So, or next session. I'm sorry. Anyway, until next time, I'm Scormus, and for Knights of the Tabletop, bye!
Bye!
Bye! Bye. Remember to have your pets spayed and neutered.
Ow.
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at scormy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.